If people didn't have moment-to-moment wisdom, then prescriptions would be really useful. And because people don't think of themselves as having moment-to-moment wisdom, that's reliable. Like, they know that occasionally they can have insight. So they want prescriptions, because they don't think it will happen on its own. And so when it goes from being a good idea to common sense is when you start to see wisdom at work all the time in you and in everyone around you. And so it's sort of like somebody who's got it's a simplistic example, but it works, I think. Somebody who's got GPS in the car, and turn by turn directions, and keeps going, where do I go next? And you tell him where to go next, if you know. But part of you is going to be thinking, well, why don't you just follow the GPS that's built into the car, that has a satellite that knows exactly where to go and has traffic in front. Like, why are you asking me that when you have the directions? And that the reason it's not, the car's not telling you anything is because there's nowhere to go different to where you're going. And when there's a turn, it'll start letting you know there's a turn. Right? That's how GPS works. It doesn't, on the whole, keep going, go straight, go straight, go, keep going straight. Go straight, going straight, right. It doesn't feel the need to remind you it's there when it has nothing to say. And yet we rely on it once we learn to rely on it. And if I'm the passenger in the car and I know you have GPS, it seems to me that a more useful thing that will save both of us a lot of time and effort is, instead of you continuing to pay me to tell you where to go, I show you how the GPS works. See, that seems to me to be a more useful function that we can take on as coaches, is to show people what's already built into the system. It would be like, I know not as many people drive in the UK, but when you get a car, if you get a car, usually, at least in the States, the salesperson will take some time with you, or at least offer to take some time with you, to show you how it works. Show you what's unique in that car. Now, if you've driven a lot of cars, they don't need to show you that much. It's like steering wheel, right? But there's usually some features that you might not know about, especially in the newer cars, because they're quite computerized. Like, my brother just got a Tesla, and it's so cool. I mean, I kind of hate that he got it, because now I can't. Because he got it in my color too, so it's like, it really would look like, it's just a sibling thing. But it's so cool, and he was showing me all the, and look, it does this, and you can do this, and it does this. And now, that's kind of what we do as coaches, is people are driving around in these amazing vehicles, and they know the most basic functions of the vehicle. I actually may have told this story, because I'm sure I've told this story once before, but my wife's parents, he was a farmer, and they were and your mom was a bit of a socialite at the time. And it was anyone ever seen the show Green Acres? Did that ever make it over here? About the it was with Ava Gabor and Eddie Arnold, and so it was this farmer and his socialite wife. That was my wife's parents, in my head anyways. And it always showed her in the show, it would always show her driving around the farm in high heels and a dress on a tractor. And that's apparently, that was at first, I mean, she got over it, but like when she first went to the farm, she'd drive around behind the tractor, in her. Well, so when she learned to drive, got her car, and the only thing she'd ever driven was a tractor, like just for fun. And so she drove around for days without knowing there were gears. So she'd be she was having a great old time. But, it's not much more efficient than walking, but it's very comfortable, And when he said, there's other gears. Gears? Right, that's our job. not to give somebody something they don't already have, but to show them how what they already have actually works so they can get more out of it. That's unleashing potential. So I don't know what you said, but that's what it made me think.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.